You know, I'm deeply blessed today. I have some cousins visiting from the west side of the state. My cousin Rich, Sarah, where are you guys at? Way in the back there. My cousin Rich Smith and his daughter Sarah are visiting today, and Sarah's son Oliver. So it's good to have you guys with us. Rich's father was a pastor, minister for many decades, and been a real source of strength for our family. He's gone on to his reward now, and we're kind of carrying the torch, carrying on the legacy, and serving the Lord. So it's good to have you guys with us today. I kind of show you guys my password every time I open this up, don't I? I know, you snooze, you lose. We're nearing the end of a 13-week study through the Song of Songs, and you know, I've had people tell me when they hear that we're going through the Song of Songs or the Song of Solomon, I've had a number of people tell me that is my least favorite book of the Bible because it doesn't make a lot of sense to me. It has a lot of very flowery language, very romantic, kind of sensual language in it, but I'm not really sure what to make of it and how it speaks to our lives. Well, I've really determined, because the Lord has titled this a song, in fact, in the very first sentence of the book, it says it's a song. It says, "The Song of Songs, which is Solomon's." And I've pointed out numerous times, but I'm going to point it out again. We look at a song differently than we look at other kinds of literature. A song, typically, you have to read between the lines a little bit to understand what's going on. Oftentimes, song lyrics, if the lyricist is any good. Is my microphone doing weird things? Is it humming a little? Okay, tell me what's that? The sub? Probably. Okay. If it gets to be too much, let me know, Steve, okay? I wouldn't be too distracting. Anyway, a song, we read it differently than a book of history or a book of prophecy. And so, I'm going to grab this guy over here, okay? Sorry, folks.
I've been born.